This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We've talked on the show recently about a boom in housing construction, especially apartments. Many, though, are in luxury buildings filled with amenities aimed at high-earning renters. At the other end of the spectrum, very low-cost rentals are getting much harder to find. A new report from Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies found that the number of rentals costing less than $600 a month fell by nearly 4 million units in the decade ending in 2021. And yes, that's adjusted for inflation. The stock of low-cost housing declined in every state, but especially in formerly more affordable places like Texas and North Carolina. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
Texas lost more than 500,000 low-cost rentals over the last decade. Meanwhile, the number of units charging over $2,000 a month tripled. Jolie Angel Robinson is with the Dallas area homelessness agency Housing Forward.
When we begin to see naturally occurring affordable housing removed for development, the individuals that were living there have very few options on where to live.
Naturally occurring affordable housing is basically cheap enough for low-income people to afford it without a government subsidy. Alex Herman is a housing researcher at Harvard.
These tend to be older units in some cases that might not be particularly desirable in terms of their location or the kind of amenity value of those units.
Herman says some of those are being renovated or rehabbed to attract higher income renters, but many look just the same and are getting more expensive simply because there's more demand. Demand partly coming from Californians and others in high cost states looking for cheaper housing.
If you look at where the decline in the stock, the low-cost stock, has been sharpest, it's where rental housing used to be more affordable. So states like Arizona, Nevada, and Texas.
If you're searching for a silver lining in all of this, you can find it in the more than 500,000 new apartments that were under construction last year, a multi-decade high. Economist Igor Popov at Apartment List says that should help relieve some rent pressures eventually.
So what we have are, thankfully, some newer units coming online. That'll help us in 20 years.
20 years. Not so much help for lower income renters today. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.